Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses the current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. Stay tuned and listen to the movers and shakers in multifamily share their opinions and thoughts about what's old, what's new, and where the multifamily industry is heading in the future. You are listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Well, welcome and thank you for tuning in to Multifamily Matters, the only broadcast radio show in the nation that's solely dedicated to multifamily industry operations. And I'm your host, Paul Marks, coming to you exclusively from the Smart Apartment Data Studio. We have a great show with some special guests who are right in the middle of today's topic, because this is a college course that they have been studying for this semester. Today, we're discussing a topic that is important, and the topic is there is no place like home. We use the word home in a variety of ways, including the American dream of being a homeowner. This usually is in connection with owning a house. However, an apartment is also a home. College students studying property management at Ball State University are going to share their background information, industry issues, and industry solutions related to the perception of living and working with multifamily housing. So in this first segment, we are going to be joined from their campus radio station at Ball State University with two of the students who are in the course, Lucy Tolliver and Jared Newman. Welcome.
Hi, everyone. My name is Lucy Tolliver, and I'm a senior here at Ball State University, graduating here in just a couple of weeks on May 6th. I'm looking forward to talking with you about apartment stigma and how we can change that. I actually had the opportunity to be involved in an internship this past summer with Edward Rosensons in their Emerging Leaders Internship Program. I was able to work at Sundance Apartments in Southport, Indiana, about an hour away from Ball State. I did leasing, and I had the option to shadow corporate to gain a little bit more knowledge about working within property management. I also had the experience of living and working at other apartment communities throughout my college career, which has helped me gain more knowledge on both aspects of living and working at an apartment community.
Great. Fantastic. And Jared, tell us about yourself.
Yeah, hi. My name's Jared Newman. First and foremost, Paul, thank you so much for giving us this opportunity, myself and the other classmates. I'm a current junior at Ball State University in the property management program as well. I plan to be graduating this coming December. I've had the pleasure to have some hands-on experience within the multifamily industry as well. Last summer, I was able to work with the NRP group in Cleveland, Ohio, at one of their communities just outside of the city. This upcoming summer, I will be with Trinity Property Consultants at one of their communities in downtown Denver. I've had some great opportunities that have allowed me to gain more insight in the multifamily industry, especially just outside the classroom from what we've learned and being able to apply that to the real world.
Well, I can tell you that both of you have had experience working with some top-notch companies, very well respected in the multifamily industry, and I'm sure you gained a lot from that. But let's talk a little about what you've been studying and what do you feel is so great about multifamily housing as a place to live?
Of course, Paul. Well, we are very excited to be here and happy to share our knowledge from our experiences. So a little bit of the goal of our project is we want to point out and break down why there is a multifamily apartment stigma and just educate the apartment industry. We use the word home in a variety of ways, including within the American dream of being a homeowner. This is usually in connection with owning a house, but you can have a home within an apartment as well. However, our class is all studying property management at Ball State. We've been doing research to further our background on information, industry issues, and industry solutions. So a couple of the reasons multifamily is such a great place to live, it provides just flexible living, and it allows individuals and families to dip their toes in the water by living somewhere new that they possibly haven't been, and the opportunity and flexibility to move around and kind of decide where they want to live. You have more amenities, and you don't have to worry about any maintenance issues as well.
Great. And what about multifamily as a place to work? What have you found on that?
Yeah, so the multifamily industry offers a great place to work, and there's so many different sectors that you can work in. First and foremost, especially if you're working on-site, it's such a rewarding place to be. because it allows you to help people find their homes and find their homes in new apartment communities and just kind of all over the world with how many apartment communities there are. There's also a lot of room for growth as an employee, whether you're an on-site employee or a corporate employee. You know, on-site employees, they can be in maintenance, leasing, assistant managers, community managers. And then even over to the corporate side, there's so many different opportunities, anywhere from acquisitions, asset management, accounting, high-level corporate executives. So there's a lot that goes into the multifamily industry that I think people don't really necessarily see from the outside. And, you know, with the current demand with all the positions in the industry, there's great job security, there's competitive pay from different companies, and there's great flexibility with where you want to be in the world, whether you want to be in a specific state in the United States, whether you want to go kind of outside the country, just because with apartments, they're everywhere already. So, you know, you just get a lot of opportunity.
Yeah, and we've got about 5 minutes left in this segment. Talk a little bit more about why apartment living is as good or even better than owning a house. A lot of people think that that's the opposite, but there's a lot of studying out there that says that. And as a matter of fact, you mentioned rental stigma is something that needs to be overcome.
Yeah, so just kind of going off of rental stigma, we do believe that there is a big reason why people kind of don't love the idea of apartment living, and that's due to the overall American dream that's, you know, been believed for so many years within the United States of how owning a so-called home or single-family house is where kind of where you considered are to have made it in life. But there's so much more opportunity that comes with apartment living that people don't realize. You know, just the opportunities that it gives you of being able to be flexible with where you're living, the amenities and maintenance that you often don't have to worry about and don't have to pay extra for. And, you know, especially if we're talking more currently with the housing market where it's at right now and housing prices are beyond what many people have ever seen before, a lot of these people can't afford to pay the 10 to 20 to 30% down payments that are often expected when getting a loan. So apartment living offers them to be able to still call a place home, make it their own, but not be expected to pay the large down payment on top of the monthly mortgage costs, on top of, you know, the often repairs that come with single-family houses that are unexpected, HVAC issues or roofs, you know, that cost thousands and thousands of dollars. So there are a lot of downsides to single-family houses that people don't really take into account when they're looking at the differences between apartment living and single-family houses.
And to add on to that a little bit, apartment living is becoming a lot more common in younger generations. We're seeing a lot of growth spurts in areas and new markets that apartments are in demand, and people are wanting to live there and choose to live there due to the flexibility and easy living. Again, you don't really have to worry about much. You get a work, play, live environment, which many people are striving for nowadays. So it is becoming a lot more common and showing that it is a great place to live, and it's becoming a lot more flexible with families as well as people view with the American dream. As you get older, you want to live in a house, but now apartments are being catered more towards the family lifestyle, what parents need, as well as what the children needs. So you kind of have to look into all aspects of kind of what everyone, their needs and wants.
All right. Well, we've got about 2 minutes left in this segment. Before we end, I want to tell us a little bit about what you believe, why working in the apartment industry is good or possibly even better than working in other areas of real estate. What have you found?
So, yeah, I can dive into that a little bit. So originally coming to Ball State, I had my goals into after school going right into the real estate sector of the industry, as in selling houses. And now after, you know, being a part of this program for the latter half of my college years, it's really given me a whole lot of insight on why this offers a lot of opportunity and honestly a lot more job security, because you're still getting the opportunity to work with people, provide people with homes and such, but you also are locked in with a company, you're locked in with usually either salary or set wages. hourly wages, whereas, you know, when you're selling houses with a brokerage or you are a broker, you're often not making any sort of money unless you're actually selling the houses. So, yes, some may consider it higher risk, higher reward, but also this is an extremely highly rewarding sector of the real estate within multifamily. So especially with just already having some experience, I definitely would highly recommend it and absolutely love what I've done so far and look forward to continuing my career within this industry.
I definitely have to agree with that. One thing that I didn't notice going into the property management industry is how rewarding it is to help people find their home within an apartment community. You also can just see the impact that an apartment has to the community itself as well. It just brings more jobs, more liveliness. There's a lot more sense of community within the area. So it's something that I definitely love seeing, and it what kind of got me to want to live and work within the apartment industry per se, just because it is so rewarding in that aspect. And every day is different. Where many jobs, it can be different as well, but you never know what could come up on a daily basis. It could have, obviously you have your everyday work, but you also have your fun parts of the job. You might have to deal with some maintenance. You might have to deal with other aspects as well. So, yeah, it's very rewarding.
All right. Well, we are going to leave it there with this for this segment. We are going to be back right after this short break. You're listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
Say goodbye to pen and paper processes, labor shortages, and unhappy residents, and say hello to HappyCo, the only multifamily platform that supports every stage of your property lifecycle. Improve your portfolio with Happy Asset, the ROI-driving asset optimization solution for owners, acquisition directors, and asset managers. Manage your portfolio with Happy Property, a suite of intuitive tools that streamline operations, empower teams, and delight residents. Service your portfolio with Happy Force, an always-on remote maintenance workforce for multifamily specialists designed to increase resident satisfaction. Happy Co. Multifamily solutions to smile about. For more information, visit the website at happy.co.
SMART is a national multifamily research and analytics company providing market, property, and floor plan level data to track performance, evaluate competitive strategies, and identify potential investment opportunities. Their innovative web-based software and mobile application contains extensive searchable inventory of granular historical data, floor plan by floor plan rents, concessions, and availabilities for enhanced analysis and forecasting. For more information or to sign up for a free trial, go to smartapartmentdata.com.
Do you have multiple multifamily properties in your portfolio? Take control of your unpredictable IT spending with our managed IT services. Whether you have 5 or 500 properties, CTS has you covered with 24/7 nationwide remote and on-site support. Our pricing allows you to budget IT costs year after year with a predictable flat monthly rate. CTS provides the expertise, management, support, and tech infrastructure for all your properties. Call 888-255-9715 or visit ctsglobaltech.com for a free quote.
Well, we are back, and you are listening to Multifamily Matters, coming to you exclusively from the Smart Apartment Data Studio. And today we're discussing an important and timely topic to the multifamily industry, and that is there's no place like home. We are honored today to have with us some of the students in property management, studying property management at Ball State University. And we're doing something a little bit differently on this episode. We're kind of having a couple of different students to talk about their part of the project each segment, and then we'll kind of wrap it up in the final segment. But the no place like home is the fact that there's a stigma attached to apartments, and we're going to discuss that a little bit more in the final segment with a professor. But let's talk about who's with us today in this segment. Joining me from the campus radio station at Ball State University are two students, Mike Byerly and Bronwyn Wuthrich. Welcome.
Thanks for having us, Paul. Paul. My name is Mike Byerly. I'm a senior here in the Residential Property Management Program at Ball State. I'm graduating in just a couple weeks. I'm very excited about that. And I've had the pleasure to gain some apartment knowledge, both through working in a couple of apartment communities, through internships, and also living in apartment communities for the last couple of years.
Okay.
Hi. Hi, Paul. So my name is Bronwyn, and I'm also a senior in the property management program here at Ball State. And I'm also going to be graduating here within the next couple of weeks, so I'm going to be looking forward to that. And throughout my college experience, I have worked in a variety of different apartment communities. However, I gained the most valuable experience from my recent internship in 2022, which was with Buckingham Companies in downtown Indianapolis, where we got to work within a leasing office setting and got to manage eight different apartment communities in downtown Indy.
Great. Well, let's talk a little bit about social media. Social media is a huge part of multifamily. Now, when I started out in the business, there was not a social media. There was no internet. But let's talk a little bit about the impact of social media posts.
Yeah, so let's hop right into it. Social media actually has a large impact on many of the lives of people in different sectors of business. Multifamily housing is no different. There's many different social media platforms that people can share their experiences about multifamily housing. But as we know, negative social media posts often generate more interactions on average, and that's no different with multifamily housing as well. So one thing that we've dove into as this issues group is kind of just the perception that these social media posts provide on multifamily housing as a whole. So we've dove into different Facebook groups, Reddit groups, and different social media platforms and observed, negative rant posts from both employees in the industry and renters in the industry. Talking about how the different inconveniences they've kind of came into, and then kind of referencing multifamily housing as something negative instead of something that can be beneficial to many.
And let's talk about some of that terminology that's used.
Yeah, Paul. So regarding terminology, that's definitely something that certainly contributes to the stigma within the multifamily industry. And just within the multifamily industry and all careers, it's important to use the correct terminology, especially if we're trying to, eliminate that stigma. And the incorrect terminology can be used often in social media, but something that we dove into is this also happens quite a bit by industry professionals when on-site activities are being completed. So, for example, if there's a prospective resident going on a tour and they're interested in potentially living in an apartment community, and there's an industry professional who's guiding the tour who's using incorrect terminology, such as saying unit, apartment complex, or just kind of things along that nature, that can potentially steer a prospective resident in a direction that maybe not as ideal, because instead of using those terms that are incorrect, those professionals should be saying things like apartment home, apartment community, and just, things like that. So that way, versus, when there's a prospective resident coming in, they don't think that they're just getting an apartment. They believe that they're moving into their home. And so that's just something important, using the correct terminology, especially when interacting with residents and prospective residents, is certainly, something that would be better with fighting against that stigma.
This is also something that we as interns over the last summer were able to experience ourselves through different competition walks. So just something that we've even experienced. I know it's out there for others to experience as well.
We've got about 5 minutes left in the segment. Let's talk a little bit about the design of a community, both interior and exterior, what kind of role that plays.
So we've actually figured out through our research and talking to industry professionals that we've had the pleasure of even having Zoom meetings with and during class, that interior and exterior design has a large pull on a person's perspective of apartment communities. Interior and exterior design are both equally as important because curb appeal factors can heavily influence even initially entering a community. But then once you're in the community and settled into your home, the actual interior of the home helps define it as a home, helps you feel more comfortable in your space, and helps you just, make it yours.
And what about the lease policies that restrict the personalization of a home? This is something that we've discussed many times on the show, that you've got certain restrictions, things you can and can't do to kind of make it feel like a home.
Right. So that's definitely something we explored as well throughout our project, is, you know, of how certain lease policies within different apartment communities can offer, you know, a little bit too many restrictions. And for example, and I've seen this throughout my internship and just hearing from, you know, other friends and family members who have been in apartment homes, certain communities, for example, you know, they may only allow holes of certain sizes to be drilled in the wall. They may, you know, only allow residents to, you know, do certain things as far as, like, what they can do with the walls and the furniture. There's also instances where residents may or may not be allowed to paint their walls. And so just aspects such as that, certainly something that, you know, apartment communities in the future could potentially improve on in the future, because if they would be allowed, you know, if they would allow residents to personalize their apartment homes to a greater capacity as if they were to buy a house, this is definitely something that I think would improve the stigma as well, just because being able to personalize your space in your home is definitely something that any resident or any person would value. And so that's why that we explored that within our project also.
You know, and I would imagine that it would also help with resident retention, keeping that resident happy to stay around for longer, which is kind of the name of the game in this industry. We've got about 3 minutes left. I wanted to let each of you take about a minute and talk a little bit more about the experiences you've had with your internships and working in industries. Give us some more of the specifics of what you've done and what you gained from that.
So I kind of brushed over it in the beginning. I forgot to dive in to it a little bit deeper. I had the pleasure of working with Everett Rose & Sons as well over the summer of 2022. I was placed in Greenwood, Indiana, at an apartment complex, Apollo Run. So it was very interesting. It's a little bit older of an asset, so I had the experience of not only living there throughout the internship, but also, you know, experiencing the office side of things. I mainly dove into leasing, but was able to observe maintenance staff and operations, as well as corporate opportunities at the main office.
Yeah, and throughout my internship, that also was this past summer, I was able to work with, like I previously stated, Buckingham Companies, and they actually have several apartment communities throughout the nation. And as I was in downtown Indy, I had a very unique experience because where I worked was called the My Indy Living Leasing Office, which under that leasing office, there were 8 different properties within downtown that were managed there. And it was a great experience just because each one of those properties had various different, you know, attributes to them. Some of them were newer, some of them were older, which was definitely a great way to get exposure into, like, lots of different types of properties. And, you know, just kind of like Mike, I was able to shadow from many different sides within the multifamily industry. So I was able to shadow property managers, assistant property managers, leasing consultants, maintenance crews, and I also was able to tour the corporate office as well. So that was really helpful just to get to kind of see all sides of property management and, you know, what it takes to succeed within the industry, and Buckingham was definitely a great example of that.
Okay, well, we are going to leave it here. We are going to be back after this short break. You are listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
In a world where keeping up with an ever-evolving technology landscape continues to be a challenge, Allegion helps property managers cut through the noise to supply their residents with the amenity most critical to the digital generation, mobile access control. Ideal for the multifamily market, Allegion has designed mobile-enabled solutions that streamlines access while providing the security and benefits for developers, property managers, and residents alike. To learn more about Allegion's access control product offerings, please visit usallegion.com/MFM.
Control Wynette provides communities with video surveillance solutions accessible 24/7 from any web browser or mobile device. Our remote guarding reduces crime in garages and mailrooms. Many top owners and managers already utilize our services and love the single sign-on feature to see all properties. As NAA and NMHC members, Control by Net only serves multifamily. Our cloud and managed video solution is consistently voted easiest to use. We meet any compliance requirements. Visit us at www.controlbynet.com or email us for a free site survey at crproperty@controlbynet.com.
We are back, and you are listening to Multifamily Matters, coming to you exclusively from the Smart Apartment Data Studio. And we're discussing a very important topic to our industry, and that is there is no place like home. We have the honor of having some college students with us today who are studying property management at Ball State University. I'm going to introduce the ones that will be joining us in this segment just right after I give you a chance to let you know that we want to thank our exclusive sponsors that make Multifamily Matters possible. EconServe, providing multifamily water conservation solutions for properties across the U.S. Rev, the leasing management company. Rev is revolutionizing multifamily leasing. HappyCo, multifamily solutions to smile about. Control by Net, providing multifamily video surveillance and remote guarding, solving your security needs. Allegion, a leading provider of mobile-enabled products and solutions for efficient access control within multifamily properties. Balanced Asset Solutions. Don't delay. Call Balanced Asset Solutions today. DirecTV, the ultimate entertainment experience, is now available at all multifamily for all multifamily residents. Smart Apartment Data, the most comprehensive and up-to-date intelligence on the multifamily industry. And CTS, Complete Technology Solutions, making managed IT an easy business decision for multifamily. So as I said, we've got continuing our No Place Like Home theme. We've got two more college students that are studying property management at Ball State University. They are Anae Jones and Lindsay Evans. Welcome.
Hi, Paul. Thank you so much for having us today. My name is Anae Jones. I'm currently in my third year of the Residential Property Management Program. And even though I've worked in both student and multifamily housing, this has actually been my first year living in an apartment myself, so it's just been really interesting gaining a deeper firsthand experience of what living in an apartment is like. I feel like even though I've spent a very short time in an apartment, it's definitely educated me and taught me things that have helped me throughout this project and has also helped me further understand apartment stigma. So this summer, I'm also going to get the opportunity to work for Thompson & Thrift at one of their newly constructed sites. So I'm really interested to see what newer apartment communities are looking like these days and just get to see the designs and the layouts and new features that they're introducing. So I'm really excited about that.
Great.
Hi, my name is Lindsay Evans, and I am a junior here at Ball State University with a major of residential property management. And so far, I haven't had much experience with working or living in an apartment community, but my experience with being in property management in school has allowed me to do some on-site evaluations of some apartment communities and affordable housing. This summer, I will be completing an internship with Edward Rose & Sons in Greenwood, Indiana, and I'm very excited to gain more experience and knowledge while working in this industry.
Fantastic. Well, so we were talking in one of the earlier segments about some issues with interior and exterior design and how that affects the people who have a want to rent an apartment as opposed to buy a home. Talk a little about some of the solutions that you've uncovered for that.
Yeah, so when we were thinking about solutions, we really just wanted to kind of hone in on one of the bigger issues of apartment living. And I think a lot of renters complain about the privacy in their apartment. So just kind of seeing your neighbor through your window, listening to a baby crying next door, can kind of interrupt the environment within your home. So I think it really just comes down to the design of apartments. So just making sure that communities are being conscious of the materials that they're using to build their walls and to build their floors is really important. Some of the examples of design could be soundproof windows to kind of block out any sound that may come from cars from outdoors or any dogs barking, for example. Another one could be soundproofing your floor so you're not hearing your neighbor above you kind of stomping and walking and doing their everyday activities. So those are just a couple examples of some solutions that we came up with to kind of combat this issue of privacy.
Yes, and another thing that has really stood out to me while researching renter stigma is the lack of space in an apartment. I've heard some residents complaining that they feel like they don't get enough space for the prices that they pay for, or that they often feel like their living spaces are overcrowded or closed off. So some things that we could do to fix this would be like combining things to make spaces more efficient, such as using furniture instead of walls to differentiate parts of the apartment, like the living room and the kitchen. And it's always nice to walk into a room and be able to see what people are doing in another area of the apartment. This allows for like better flow and circulation of the residents who live there. And by having these areas open, it could also be an ideal living space for a family with young children, because you can be in the kitchen cooking dinner while your little ones are playing in the living room. And you don't really have to worry about keeping your children occupied in the kitchen with you, which could potentially make the space seem more crowded than it actually is. This would also be beneficial not only for families with young children, but for teens as well. So by being able to see what others are doing in another room, it allows you to have conversation freely and easily without limiting yourself to one room of the apartment.
What are some of the other design-related opportunities or issues that you uncovered?
Yeah, so another issue we kind of wanted to talk about was the issue of safety. A lot of renters don't feel safe in their communities because of the lack of security. And while crime has no location, there are some things that communities can do to make sure that their residents feel safe and that they feel that their belongings are safe as well. So one thing that we kind of talked about was this introduction of smart locks. If you're not familiar with smart locks, this is just a lock that you can control from your cell phone. It allows you to kind of tamper with the inside environment, so your temperature. It gives you notifications whenever your apartment door is entered, whenever someone has entered in a pad key to your door. So anytime maintenance or guests come in, you'll be notified of their entry and exit. So I think this has just been kind of a really interesting technological feature that I've been seeing in a lot of newer communities. I think it's really helpful for those that may have really busy lives and may not be home as much as others. It kind of gives them that peace of mind and just feeling that their belongings are safe.
And to go along with what Anae has said about security, having security gates at entrances of apartment communities would be very beneficial as well. To gain access to the community, these gates could have like a key card or a passcode or even a remote control that residents can use to enter the community. This would help a lot with the amount of people coming in and out of the community. Not only would this limit unnecessary traffic and create a quieter area for the residents, but it would help them feel safer in their own homes, knowing that most of the people coming in and out of the community are people who live there. And some might worry that like law enforcement or first responders would be slowed down due to having security gates, but there are some solutions to this problem, like having a universal like key fob or using a license plate reader that opens the gate whenever they arrive. And even by having these license plate readers, it can also help with knowing exactly who is on your property and at what time, which could make the residents feel safer.
You know, we've got about 3 minutes left in this segment, but I wanted to ask you about what are some of the other things that can be done to create that sense of home and extend leases, which is the name of the game again for multifamily owners.
Yeah, I just kind of wanted to elaborate. It was mentioned earlier, but a lot of renters have that temporary feeling. They're not allowed to decorate their home as they want to. A lot of spaces feel temporary, and residents aren't able to have that creative freedom in their space. So allowing things like painting or allowing residents to create holes to mount pictures of their families or TVs is really important to allow them to do. Kind of just opening those guidelines of the lease and letting them just really have that freedom to create the space and make it feel like home will kind of combat that temporary feeling that a lot of them experience.
And residents could also be given options for decorating their apartment to their liking and making it their own unique space. So having things such as removable wallpaper, command strips, and even like removable tile stickers for a kitchen backsplash or the bathroom floors could increase the satisfaction of the residents. Apartments could also provide a couple of recommendations for renter-safe and cheaper decor options, and even have picture examples of things that may have been done in the past. This will allow current residents and even prospect residents know that they care about their space being their own, and allowing you to decorate the way that you want will also increase the likelihood of the residents staying longer.
Yeah, so we've got about a minute and a half left. What was the impact on resident satisfaction of some of these things? Obviously, it's going to affect lease renewals and the bottom line, the NOI at the property. What have you found?
Yeah, so over the course of this year and just working at an apartment community, I've definitely seen some firsthand effects of some of these features. Resident retention is a huge one, resident satisfaction as well. But also it acts as a marketing tool as well. People are going to stay there if they feel safer, if they're allowed to really have that home feeling. They're more likely to go tell family and friends about it. So just making sure that your community is making residents and renters feel at home and feel safe will really just do some marketing benefits for you as well.
And even things like such as like printing off flyers or business cards and price sheets, like you can target businesses around the area and really, I guess, gain publicity of the things that you offer in your community, like such as amenities and different prices and stuff like that. And additionally, I just feel like making sure that these things are known, it will allow residents to want to stay and maybe even like talking to your friends about the experiences that you've had will increase people wanting to live there as well.
All right, fantastic. Well, we are going to leave it here. We are going to be back with our final segment of this episode right after this short break. You're listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
The Multifamily Leasing Company is the industry's long-term affordable leasing management solution. After all, it's really not about cost. It's really all about revenues. Book Rev's expert directors and leasing career professionals for your properties today. Let Rev drive revenues and create significant incremental value for you. Reduce stress. Stabilize and maximize leasing performance. Never expend resources to recruit or train for leasing again. Lease up, value add, conventional leasing. Let Rev be your long-term leasing solution. Go to RevLMC.com to find out more. That's RevLMC.com. Rev is revolutionizing multifamily leasing. Hire Rev today.
Looking for a solution to balance your assets? Tired of wasted time managing your day-to-day bookkeeping, buggy software implementations, inaccurate financials? Or maybe you're worried about a pending audit. Would you like more time to focus on revenue-generating activities versus accounting administrative activities? Here at Balanced Asset Solutions, we are a CPA firm that specializes in property management platforms, including Yardi and Appfolio. You can reach Balanced Asset Solutions now at 619-415-6826. Go visit our website at www.balancedassetsolutions.com. Don't delay. Call Balanced Asset Solutions today.
Well, we are back with our final segment of this episode of Multifamily Matters, coming to you exclusively from the Smart Apartment Data Studio. We're discussing a very important and timely topic to multifamily. There is no place like home. We have been speaking with and had the honor to speak with some college students at Ball State University who are studying property management, and we're going to talk with the leaders of their groups along with their professor. We're going to jump right into it after I remind our listeners that if you would like to provide show topics, guest ideas, suggestions, or just listen to any archived episode of Multifamily Matters, please go to our website at multifamilyradio.com. So joining us now is Lucy Tolliver, who was in one of our earlier segments, Mike Byerly, and Anae Jones. We also have joining us Carla Earhart, Professor Carla Earhart, who is the professor of property management, teaching this course at the Miller College of Business at Ball State University in Muncie, Indiana. Welcome everybody back. And I want to just start back in, and I'm going to have a little bit of an in-depth conversation with you, Carla, about a couple of things. But I wanted to ask, what is the personal impact this information has on your generation of students and future students as far as what you've been studying on multifamily?
I feel like it has a huge impact on us, Paul, because we are kind of growing up in a time where apartment living is becoming a lot more common. We've all had experience working and living within an apartment community, so we've kind of gotten to see both sides of it. And it is very interesting to see how it can evolve, especially with technology coming into play. And with COVID-19 recently, a lot of home offices are becoming more common as well. So as we're kind of seeing in future apartments, they're creating a space for home offices for people to work from home, as well as possible longer leases. An article I read in an assignment that we had to do pertaining to this project, I read that a family didn't feel as settled down in their apartment because they were asking to be renewed, asking if they wanted to renew every year. So having a longer lease could make people feel more at home as well. So more families may be interested in apartment living. So that's kind of what I'm seeing kind of as the future of our generation as we look more into the multifamily industry.
Yeah, and to just kind of go off of what Lucy said, we're seeing that a lot of people are not only renting more, but they're staying in apartments longer. You'll see that the increased urbanization of these metropolitan areas are kind of forcing people to move back into apartment communities, and it's really creating that nice work-play environment. So I think it's really interesting to kind of see how this has shaped our generation specifically and how it differs from other generations.
And in addition to that, we see kind of more of an importance towards environmental standards and efforts with our generation. So that's something that automatically transfers over to multifamily housing. It's more environmentally friendly to rent an apartment than it is to buy a single family home, both in terms of footprint and also construction costs and processes. And you have the travel that you have associated living farther away from the city, potentially in a single family home or house, in comparison to living, closer to the city in an apartment community where, you can ride a bike or take other modes of transportation to work. I know that personally, I'm the guy that carries the reusable utensil in my backpack at all times and every day. So the environmental impact is something that's specifically important to my decision in terms of apartment living.
One of the things that, I think is so different, and Carl, I'm going to ask you this question. And by the way, full disclosure to our audience, I was able to sit in on an educational session that Carla conducted on renter stigma in one of the apartmentalizes a couple of years ago. And it was just something that I had never even considered as being an issue that needed to be looked at from, kind of from the inside out from the apartment industry. And I asked Carla to be on the show, and she kind of did a shorter version of that course on the show. And it's something that I'm wondering, because you see this, Carla, because you're teaching these students, are the younger generations, do they have less of the renter stigma, or is it ingrained as they're growing up?
I think it is something that the stigma is something that they are exposed to on an ongoing basis because of movies they watch or TV shows that they see, books they read. Even in this class, we looked at a series of children's books, and there are several children's books that actually play into the apartment stigma because they glamorize living in a house. So that was something that these students were not aware of, that there's those little innuendos that may be shared even as young as preschool age. But I think as more of the millennials and those generations are exposed to everything that multifamily living has to offer, if they'll actually look into it and they'll see that there are dog parks and renter that are pet-friendly apartment communities. There's movie theaters being built into apartment communities. There's so many resident activities so that they get to know their neighbors, and it builds that sense of community, that if they will actually look into renting an apartment, I think they will be pleasantly surprised about everything that it has to offer, not just the financial benefits, but just the quality of life benefits. And I know this generation is definitely into quality of life and the social aspects of everything about quality of life. That they may find, I think they will find, that living in an apartment community may be a wise, even long-term housing option.
Yeah, and all that makes sense. I'm, you know, one of those people who believes that, you know, the younger generations, I'm an old guy, and the younger generations, the generations in your class right now, have the opportunity to really kind of make their footprint on our industry. I'm curious, from your graduating seniors, if they're any at the microphone now, what are they finding? They're getting ready to graduate. If they're choosing to move forward with this career that they've been studying, what type of reception are they seeing from companies out there who are hiring?
Well, I know me personally, and a lot of my colleagues are actually planning on staying in an apartment for years to come after graduation. So I think with this generation, the goal of buying a single-family home is not as prevalent as it was in previous generations. So I think that's kind of been interesting to see, especially with the kind of jobs that are being offered now, a lot of online and remote jobs. People are having to move around a lot. So not having a mortgage somewhere in some city, in some state, and kind of having that freedom to maybe sign a six-month lease and then move to another area for another job opportunity is something that we're starting to see a lot more now.
And I definitely want to add on to that as well. It is becoming a lot more common for people to live in apartments, and I definitely didn't grow up living in an apartment. I grew up living in a house, and I saw the stigma every day on the news. And just growing up, a lot of my family members lived in houses as well. So I didn't really get to see the side of property management and apartment living until I came to Ball State and joined my internship, as well as go through some of these courses, especially this one. We got to dive more deep into it. I could definitely see myself living in an apartment and plan to work within the apartment industry for some years to come. So it's just kind of enjoyable seeing kind of how things are changing and kind of transitioning within the apartment industry itself. There's a lot more opportunities, especially with labor shortages as well. So it's kind of recruiting people to come into the program and showing the benefits of it, just like how our goal of this project is doing as well. So,
and then as graduates in this program and pursuing a career in property management ourselves, we get to observe a unique perspective from industry professionals and companies that we're being hired into. We see things like housing discounts that are available to us that encourage us to live in apartment communities and at least have that experience, even if it's, you know, not necessarily with them. But it's something that I feel like they perceive as good enough to, you know, offer us that incentive and encourage us to just get a better experience overall in multifamily housing.
Yeah,
Paul,
go ahead.
Something that I would add to that is the real privilege as the professor getting to work with these students who truly are the future of the multifamily housing industry. And for me, even having had a master's degree and PhD in housing, I wasn't exposed to multifamily rental housing very much until the National Apartment Association and the Indiana Apartment Association came to Ball State and asked us to start this program almost 25 years ago. So through all of that, we've really developed a partnership with the multifamily housing industry. As you heard, all of these students have done internships. They get many job offers, multiple job offers, even before they graduate. We're one of only about a dozen places in the U.S. where you can study property management. And so it really has been a privilege to help educate the future leadership of the apartment industry.
Yeah, we've got about a minute left before we have to close out this segment. But, Professor, I wanted to ask you, tell our audience, if they wanted to get involved with Ball State or some of the other institutions that are offering similar type programs, what can they do as industry partners?
The National Apartment Association keeps a database of all of the programs that offer property management, as well as the Institute of Real Estate Management also keeps a database of all of the university programs that offer degrees in property management. But specifically for Ball State, if you'll go to bsu.edu and simply type in property management on that website, you'll find out everything about our program. We offer a major in property management, a minor in property management, and a 21-credit hour apartment management certificate. So we offer a variety of different opportunities for anyone wanting to learn more about the multifamily housing industry.
And Dr. Earhart, if someone wanted to reach out to you to get in touch with you, how can they do that?
They can go to the same website, to the Ball State website, bsu.edu, and simply type in my name, Carla Earhart, and you will link to my faculty page that shares more about the property management program and more about the courses that I have taught and other projects that I've worked on similar to the project that I'm working on with these students this semester.
Well, thank you so much. Congratulations to the graduating seniors and the ones who will be graduating in the future. Did a great job representing the industry and yourselves. And we are going to be back next week with another great topic and power panel of industry experts. You've been listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
Thank you for listening to Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. To find out more about the show or make suggestions for topics or interesting guests, go to multifamilyradio.com. You have been listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.